The United Nations Security Council is being urged to name and punish warlords that use child soldiers. The move is a response to the growing use of child soldiers and the exploitation of children during conflicts across the world. However, a recent hard-hitting report from the UN Secretary General's Special Representative on Child Soldiers, Olara Otunnu, suggests some concrete steps that can be taken to right the wrongs being inflicted on children facing war. Nathan King reports from New York.
These child soldiers are manning a checkpoint in Sierra Leone. Here, boys and girls as young as 10 have been abducted from towns and villages and used by rebel groups as cheap soldiers or workers behind the front lines. Former rebel leader Fode Sanko in Sierra Leone used hundreds of children in his war. Both Charles Taylor and the Lured rebels in Liberia used them also. And in wars from Afghanistan to Sudan, thousands of young lives have been shattered by direct exposure to war. The statistics make grim reading. The latest United Nations figures say there are 300,000 child soldiers currently fighting in wars around the world. 6 million children have been injured worldwide in wars over the last decade. 2 million have died during that time. Ironically, the increased exploitation of children in war has come as the international community has been stepping up the pressure. Since Mozambique's Graça Machel, who's now married to Nelson Mandela, made the issue her own back in 1996, 4 separate Security Council resolutions have been passed against the use of children in armed conflicts. The United Nations also has its own special representative on children and armed conflict, Olara Otunnu. But up until now, many Security Council resolutions have lacked teeth. At a recent annual Security Council debate on the issue, head of the United Nations Children Fund, Carol Bellamy, detailed her experiences.
In my travels, I've often witnessed the horrific impact of war on children. We can only begin to imagine how it must feel for a child to experience the fear and the uncertainty that comes with the threat of war, the horror of war, and the long aftermath. When schools are closed, when routines of daily life are destroyed, and children must try to cope with the loss of family, homes, and community.
Currently, groups that use child soldiers are put on a dedicated watch list, which is updated annually and presented to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. However, the Security Council has been slow to act against countries and warring factions who use children to fight their conflicts. Countries such as Rwanda have also been slow to prosecute children charged with war crimes. Many often languish in jail for months or years without legal help or any help to reintegrate back into society. But there has been some progress. As Sierra Leone's bloody civil war came to an end, specific measures to reintegrate children back into society and reunite them with their families were written into the Lomé Peace Accords. But despite isolated successes, child advocacy groups want the United Nations to add weight to its monitoring project. Many are insisting that those who hire child soldiers or abuse kids in conflict not only be named but face international travel bans, be barred from holding government posts and be excluded from any amnesties. Kathleen Hunt from Care International says groups found to be using children need to be told right away and pushed to act.
Once listed, they need to be notified immediately, within 30 days that they've been listed, and they need to start taking action to develop their own plan for measures they will take to immediately stop recruiting and using children, immediately stop other violations against children, and also work together with reintegration, rehabilitation, other community-based activities that are essential to the rehabilitation of children and the restoration of normalcy, particularly if a peace agreement has been signed.
Advocates are also pushing more developing countries to sign onto a UN protocol which bans the use of soldiers under the age of 18 and to classify crimes against children as war crimes. While prisoners of war are protected by the Geneva Convention, children exploited by war or denied basic treatment are not protected. Andrew Sullivan is from Save the Children.
The violations to children in wars don't stop at the use of child soldiers. There's killing and maiming, sexual exploitation and abuse, abduction of children, illicit exploitation of natural resources, and the denial of humanitarian access. On that last point, more children die from the denial of humanitarian access, basic services, than from bullets in war.
Even if tougher measures are adopted in the near future, the question of how to implement the measures remains. But as Olara Otunnu says, children have very few protectors in the world, except the United Nations.
All these children are victims of armed conflict. All these children look to the Security Council for protection.
Nathan King for Common Ground at the United Nations in New York.